Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. So we thought it'd be a good time to bring on our friend Jason Gesser, the color analyst for Washington State football, as the Cougars looking to move on from the Luke Falk era and see what they can do this season. He joins us now. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. It's nice to have you back on. That means football season is upon us. And how good do you think Washington State is based on what you've seen in camp?
It's always the question because you're going up against yourself, right? And you're trying to gauge what you lost to what you're gaining, who's coming back. You kind of gauge yourself to other teams around the area and you watch some video from other camps. I hate saying this and it sounds so cliche, but we will find out game one. We really don't know. There's been so much transition here at Washington State from not only players in key positions and leadership roles, but also coaches. When you have a new strength coach who was kind of, he was an assistant strength coach before he came back in Tyson Brown. But then you also change your defensive coordinator, you change your linebackers, outside linebackers coach, your corners coach, your safeties coach, your offensive line coach, your running backs coach. I mean, there's so many different variables that go into this. And oh, by the way, you have a position at quarterback who nobody's really taking any snaps. And oh, by the way, you have three new offensive linemen. So as you're trying to figure out all these things and see who can step forward, you're still trying to gauge how good are we compared to anybody else. And I think that as far as things go right now, Washington State is worried about Washington State and how good we can be and the best players to fit in those roles. And then we'll find out in the comparison once the games get played coming up here in September.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterback position. I think in a Mike Leach offense, that's always the first position you think of. Falk is gone, and of course the tragedy this offseason that was so sad to see with Helinski. Who are the names? I mean, what are we looking at the quarterback position? And kind of how do you stack that race right now to be the starter?
So when you look at it, we have a couple guys, Trey Tinsley and Anthony Gordon. And these two guys have been here for a couple of years now. They're both redshirt juniors, and they were JC transfers 2 seasons ago. So this is their third season. And that being said, those two guys know the offense the best. They understand the offense. The team respects them. They respond to them. Those are the two kind of mainstay guys right now is where you're coming back. And then you throw into the mix Gardner Minshew. Now, Gardner is a graduate transfer from East Carolina, transferred from there, got here this summer. So he knows the team. And those three guys are kind of your main three players at that quarterback position. Then you have a true freshman in Cameron Cooper, who was a 4-star recruit out of Utah. And he was an early graduate from high school. So he was here all last semester, went through all spring ball, got a taste of what it takes, went through all summer, and now he's here in fall camp. And so you look at those four players, and when you kind of skim some things down, I think what's going to end up coming down to is no matter who the starter comes in out of camp, we're going to see probably three, if not all four of those guys play in the first three games. We open up at Wyoming, and then we host San Jose State and then Eastern Washington. And so I think we'll see all four of those guys see some time, and whoever can emerge out of those first three games to go into conference play, which the first one is at USC, I think that will kind of determine who our quarterback or one or two quarterbacks may be for the rest of the season.
Now, this is former quarterback and now color analyst for Washington State football, Jason Gesser. You know, you're so close to that program. How close was the Leach Tennessee stuff? I mean, that's a story that it felt like he was basically it, and then boosters stepped in for Tennessee, and then that whole just debacle. How close do you think he really was to leaving Pullman?
I think it was a lot closer than obviously he wants to lead on or anybody else wants to lead on. But it was one of those situations where, gosh, that whole Tennessee thing from the beginning was just kind of a, everybody was watching. I think Twitter had a huge bump in their subscriptions or looks or whatever the views they look at, because everybody was just following Twitter, seeing who was going where, what was going on with Tennessee, how many coaches denied them or whatnot. But I think at the end of the day, that's always going to be the case when you have a national coach like Coach Leach, and you have the production that he's had here at Washington State and what he's done over the last couple of years. And it's a good thing for other people to want your coach. And so that being said, he's here. He's re-signed a 5-year contract, so don't believe that he's going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And which is good for the Coug fans and good for Coug Nation. But as far as how close that goes, I think he's the only one that can really tell you. And if you can get that out of him, then you deserve a lot more. You deserve a huge pay raise, my friend. So good luck on finding that true answer out of Coach Leach.
You mentioned the other coaching changes that we saw this offseason, and Alex Grinch going to Ohio State. Now Tracy Clay is the new defensive coordinator. How big of a loss do you think Grinch is in leaving that gig, and how much different do we expect the defense to look this year?
Yeah, I think it was a huge loss. You know, in my personal opinion, the reason why we went from 3 wins one season to 9 wins the very next season, and going to 3 consecutive bowl games for only the second time in our school's history, were because of 2 main people, and that was Alex Grinch and Luke Falk. And so to lose both of those guys, but circling around Grinch, what he did here and how well, not just what he did game planning wise and what he implemented, but the culture that he bred within the defense that spilled over to the offense, that was spilled over to the entire team. He's one of those guys, one of those coaches that you're around and you're like, he gets it. He gets the player relationship type. He gets the X and O's. He gets the recruiting. He gets the management of other coaches. He gets the big picture. And so to lose a guy like that is huge. But at that same time, I think that what Tracy Clay has been able to do coming in, he has done a tremendous job of sitting there saying, hey, look, I don't want to reinvent this wheel, because how well Alex Grinch did here, he doesn't want to change a ton. Now, obviously, he's going to have his spin on everything, but he tried to take over as much terminology from their standpoint, from Washington State's standpoint, so he didn't have to change everything around. So he turned his own terminology in his brain and flipped it to Washington State's. And so that's going to help out the players and their learning curve, going to help out the assistant coaches and their learning curve as well, too. And so I think as far as similarities, you're going to see a lot of similarities in how they disguise their coverages. I think Tracy Clay's is going to bring different packages, blitz packages with their front. It may look like blitzes, but at the end of the day, only bringing 3 or 4 guys. So he's going to be more versatile in how he rushes the quarterback and the opposing quarterback. And we saw that when we played against them 2 years ago in the Holiday Bowl versus Minnesota, when he did a great job against us, stifling Luke Falk in our offense and only holding us. I want to say we had 14 or 17 points that game. So that being said, I'm excited to see what he does. I know there's going to be a learning curve for his standpoint, and we talked about it personally too, is coming from the Big Ten to the Pac-12. You know, I mean, you go into the Big Ten where offenses may have, you know, 6 to 8 possessions in a game, and the game's going to be somewhere right around the 17 to 14 mark or 21 to 17 mark. You come out to the Pac-12, you're going to average probably around 11 to 12 offensive possessions a game, and the score is going to be a lot higher. So how he translates and how he adapts to just what other offenses are doing across the conference, he's interested as well too. So it's going to be a fun year. I think we're going to learn a lot about not only our coaches, but our players. Hopefully we can get to that 6-win mark and see if we can get past that 6-win mark to get back to another bowl.
Yeah, Jason Gesser is our guest. You know, if I was a Washington State fan, I'd have to be 100% honest with you, man. I'm nervous that he is gone next year, the way that the whole Tennessee thing went down, because I think you and I are in lockstep in how we really perceived what was going on there. Does Washington State maybe identify similar feelings? Because the last thing you want is to slip back into what you were before he got there. Maybe start kind of eyeing who some of the up-and-coming assistants. Do you think the program does stuff like that, knowing that he may be looking around outside of Pullman?
Well, I think when you look at that question, you look at just the general. If Pat Chun, our new athletic director, and Kirk Schultz, our president, if you're a good president or AD in any respect, you're always looking for the up-and-comers. You always have your hand on the pulse of who's next and what's coming up next, and have your plan in place, because as we see across college athletics, things can change in the drop of a hat. Now, as well as Coach Leach as a coach, and what he's done here has been phenomenal. I'll go out there and say it hasn't just all been him. It was President Floyd that had a huge influence earlier. It was Bill Moose who had a huge influence earlier. And I was able to see the passing of the guard and having those two as my bosses, as well as seeing what they did here with the facilities, putting the renovations in Martin Stadium, putting a football complex here in Pullman, right next to the stadium. So all those, the foundation has been laid and put in place to where if Coach Leach does decide to go. Now, Coach Leach did a lot of the heavy lifting. Don't get me wrong. He's a phenomenal coach, and he has turned us to where we are today. But it wasn't just Sam. It was Bill Moose and President Floyd as well, too. And so that trio right there did all the heavy lifting to get where it's at right now. And I'll end up, and as that happened, the foundation is laid. So if you have your hand on the pulse of who's the next up and comer, I think that we won't let it fall back to what it was prior to Leach getting here, is what I'm trying to say. So, as well as, you know, Mike Leach may be leaving next year, maybe he leaves 5 years from now.
Right.
We really don't know, but you have to have your hand on the pulse if you're any kind of good athletic director to know, okay, who I may be thinking of next. Now, is he going to go out there and say that? No, he can't say that. I mean, that's just, be real. I mean, he can't go and say, oh, I want to look for somebody else while I still have my coach here. But I'm sure he's got his hand on the pulse of who is up and coming and who that potential next coach may have to be if Coach Leach decides to leave.
You know, the Pac-12 North this year is one that's going to be a tough division. Washington's getting the playoff conversation. Oregon seems to have high expectations once again this year with the talent they're returning. Cal expected to be better in year two under Justin Wilcox. How do you see the North, and where do you think Washington State falls into that picture?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I think I truly do think that UW has they have the favorite. They have all the favor going in their camp with their quarterback coming back, Brandon coming back, and who they are returning. And I think that is who should win the North, in my opinion. Now you look at Oregon, like you said, I think Oregon's going to be very intriguing. I think that Stanford's always going to be very intriguing. So I think that it's going to come between those three schools. Who's going to come out of the North? It's going to be Stanford, Oregon, or UW, with UW being the favorite. Now, as far as Washington State lines in there, I think Washington State in the North, you're probably going to find us with all those transitions going on. I think we're a better team than Oregon State. I know Cal's getting better.
You are a better team than Oregon State. I'll just stop you there, Jason.
As far as looking at the pure North, so I think you'll find us somewhere in the fourth to fifth spot of the North.
Yeah.
Probably more around the fourth spot, just in realistic terms of who we are and what we needed to do here to get back to that level. But I'll say this, and you referenced it earlier, as far as going back to where we were prior. So the history prior to this, I mean, besides right before Mike Leach was here, was once every 4 or 5 years the Cougs would go to a bowl game, right? And once every 4 years. Now Coach Leach has flipped it around his head. So we've gone to 3 consecutive bowl games. If we can get to 6 this year and go to 4 consecutive in a transitional year of all those things I talked about earlier, referencing our quarterback being lost and numerous seniors and everybody else leaving, as well as the coaching transition, I think that if we're able to get to a bowl game this year, that will speak volumes on how valuable Coach Leach is and what he has done here at this university. And say we don't, it doesn't mean that we're not going to go back to very next year. I just think that it's a transitional year, and you're going to find us right in that lower, middle to lower part of the Pac-12 North.
There you go.
Hate to say it, but that's the reality.
Yeah, there you go. Color analyst for Washington State football, Jason Gesser, former quarterback as well. Always kind enough to join us here in Portland to talk a little Cougar football. Good talking with you, man. We'll catch up with you when the season gets going.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, there we go. Jason Gesser, color analyst for Washington State football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.